Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, Senior Pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you've made your way into church here this morning. It's a balmy negative 12 outside, which is warmer than negative 19 or 18 than it was earlier in the day. And so we're glad that it's warm here in the church. We're glad that y'all have made it in safely. And so thanks for being a part of our church family in person here today. Welcome our many friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and also through our church website. We hope that you are safe and warm wherever you find yourself today. Wherever we are part of the same body of Christ, and so we give thanks and praise for God's love and blessing as we've gathered for worship this morning. As we've gathered for worship, we invite you to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in the main doors this morning, and on the right-hand side, you'll find our tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. So we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and let us know that you were here with us in church today. Even though there are a few of us, we are mighty in spirit, and so you can let us know that you were here with us in worship. You can also jot down prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life on the backside. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering baskets that our ushers will pass later on in worship today. For lots of folks who are joining us online, you're invited to go to our church website, burlingtondoc.org. You can download a copy of today's worship bulletin, and you can follow along with us from wherever you are today. On the back side of your bulletin, you see things that are happening in the life of our congregation. As you are turning there, Pastor Brooke is away on vacation today, and so we miss her in worship today. We look forward to having her back with us next Sunday morning. The youth groups, Youth and Children's Ministry, Spark and Blaze, was set to return after the winter break today. Well, because of the cold and the snow this evening, we don't want our kids out. And so that's being canceled for tonight, and they will restart next Sunday. And so no Spark or Blaze tonight. We're looking forward to a new Sunday school class starting on January 21st, next Sunday morning between the 9:30 and 10:30 hour. Kathy Lynn is going to lead this for us. It's going to be on grace, reading through the book of Hebrews together. And so if you'd like to be a part of that and you're not already a part of a Sunday school class, we would love it if you would stop by. It's in room 7 at 9:30 next Sunday morning. We're looking forward to our annual chili cook-off in a couple of weeks on the 28th. Lots of folks have already signed up. There's a little table outside the Welcome Center. You can sign up your chili for our big chili cook-off, our big kind of chili contest that we have every winter. And so that's coming up in a couple of weeks. For our friends who are virtual, if you would like to be a part of the chili cook-off and you're not here today, reach out to us and we'll certainly sign you up so you can be a part of that happening on the 28th. We're certainly thankful for all those who make worship possible every single week, especially for those who made worship possible here today. Our custodian, Jerry Hayes, has been clearing the walks and salting the parking lot, seems to be every single day this past week, but we're certainly thankful. Thank you for you. We're so thankful for our AV and tech team. Yes. For our AV and AV and tech folks who came early this morning so we could broadcast our first service, the teeters, and also Mary Bechtel up in the sound booth braving the cold, so that lots of folks who are usually here who are now online today that they can worship from home. So we're so thankful for you all making the sacrifice to be here early today. Lastly, Pastor Annika put out a fun challenge on social media. Maybe you saw it earlier this week that whenever the first foot of snow came on Tuesday, the kids were invited to make snow angels. And so she made a fun little video about that. And so we're going to check it out right now.
Hey, everybody. It's Pastor Annika. It's snowing, which is terrific. So because tomorrow's a snow day for all of you, I want to see your snow angels. So everybody, get a snow angel and post it on our Facebook page. Happy snow day!
There we go. I challenge those of you online, you need to get up also and get moving, you know, get that blood circulating today. Here we go. Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray.
unveil while we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come and invade us now. We are your church. We need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. We refuse to waste our lives. We're our joy and eyes to see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down.
Please pray with me. Dear Lord, we are gathered here to worship you as one body of Christ. Allow us to see that even though we are different, we are still the same through you. Your love is in all of us. Allow your message to remind us that we are your people, no matter how different we appear on the outside. Give us the wisdom to share with others your unending love. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.
We have two readings before us in worship today. The first comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 20. We invite the Spirit of God to be upon us as we hear God's word read in worship today. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is in Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God today for it. We now invite the kids of our church to come down forward to meet Pastor Annika for today's children's moment here at our front steps.
Oh, Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah. Oh, Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah.
Good morning. How are you all doing? Wow. We're pretty quiet this morning. I think we need to rewind and try that again, okay? All right. How are you all doing this morning? That's better. How many of you have ever made anything? How many of you have ever made anything in a group? Have you made anything in a group? Yeah? What about something as an entire class? Like at school, your teacher says you're going to make something. Have you all made something? Yeah. Well, in this class, your teacher said you were going to make a flower. Your teacher gave you the same purple color piece of paper, the same size yellow circle, the same color of green paper so you can make the stems and leaves, and shows you that this is how you're going to make your flower. As you get going, you notice the person sitting next to you cuts out her flower, and it's big. It takes up the entire sheet of paper. Your flower is not as big. You didn't use the entire sheet of paper. Once your entire class is done, the teacher puts you all up in front for a class picture. As you look around, you start to see that everyone's flowers are not the same. How could this be if you all had the same materials? Well, I think our answer is in Psalm 139, chapter 14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. So while we look different on the outside, like the class of flowers did, if we dig deep enough, we will find that God made us all the same on the inside with the same materials. So next time you see someone who looks a little different on the outside, just remember that God created us with the same materials. We are all God's children and should love one another for who we are on the inside, not the outside. Before we pray, Children's Church is going on today. So you'll go in with the Columbus family and jump class. You have a challenge outside of my office. So if you want to go out and grab that challenge, and then you can return it to my mailbox after worship. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we know we judge people sometimes, that appearances do matter. However, you remind us in the Bible that you created all of us with the same materials. Help us see past our outside appearances and see people for who they really are on the inside. Help us this week to not be so quick to judge, but to be kind, for we were all made by you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Oh, Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah. Oh, Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah. The little ones do hear me long, they are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me so.
Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Luke 6:38. Christ was the ultimate giver. He gave his life so we could have life through him. At this time, let's joyfully give back.
Thank you. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he? And together we say,
let us pray together. Lord God Almighty, you are the giver of all gifts. We ask that you would bless our gifts and multiply them so they can support us in sharing your love and grace in our community and as a church body. We thank you for giving us many blessings this past week. We are thankful for the memories we have made already this year that were shared with family and friends, and those memories we haven't yet made. We give you thanks for your unending love. As the weather changes and gives us more cloudy days, we know you are the sunshine we need to have a brighter day. Thank you for encouraging us to be the best we can. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. As a body of Christ, we confess that we can stray away from you. Please continue to give us the hope we need so that we can find you again. Be with us when doing your work, as it becomes hard or we get impatient. We know waiting is difficult, yet you never give up on us when we have given up on ourselves. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, and for all that you have given. Help us set our eyes and hearts on you. Renew our spirits and fill us with your peace and joy. Lord, we call upon you in our time of sorrow, loss, or struggles, that you give us strength and will to bear our heavy burdens until we can again feel the warmth and love of your divine compassion. Be mindful of us and have mercy on us while we struggle to comprehend life's hardships. Allow us to find refuge in you during these difficult times. We ask all this in your name. Allow us to join our voices together as we come as one, saying your prayer that you have taught us all by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The second of our readings this morning comes from Psalm 139, verses 1 to 14. O Lord, you have searched me and have known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. And your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For as it was you who formed my inward parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. May God's love and blessing be upon these readings of God's word in worship today. We're starting a new sermon series here today called The Gospel According to Disney. I am so excited about this series because it's going to be so much fun over these next few weeks. For you know Disney, they have such a wide portfolio. There are so many subsets that the movies and things that they produce are far and wide and deep. They have the classics, of course, Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Daisy, but it is not just them, of course. They own Pixar with Toy Story and Cars and Monsters University and Monsters, Inc. and Brave. They own the Star Wars collection with those old school originals, Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. They have the newer ones, The Force Awakens, and like even the Mandalorian series. They even own the Marvel Universe, Spider-Man and Avengers, Iron Man, Thor. Disney encompasses so many movies with great stories, great characters and great themes and good lessons. And so our sermon series is going to be so much fun because each week we're going to take an illustration from a certain Disney movie and then pair it with a scripture from the Bible and learn a lesson about what God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is trying to teach us to live a more faithful life. The movies are going to be a good point of entry for us in what the scriptures are trying to tell us today. It's going to be great fun for us, I think, especially in the midst of this five-week series, because it sits for us in this in-between time in the life of the church. We know that we just came through Advent and Christmas, and Epiphany Sunday was last Sunday morning. Some of us just took down our Christmas decorations not that long ago, and if yours are still up, that is okay by me. You be you, and you do you, but we just came through Epiphany and Christmas. And so with that being the case, on our calendars, the seasons of Lent and Easter are not that far away. In fact, maybe you noticed that the beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday is on February 14th, Valentine's Day, which seems like a strange day to hear that we are ashes to ashes and dust to dust, like, I love you so very much, oh, by the way, you're going to die kind of thing, you know, ashes to ashes on Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day, but that's how the church calendar is this year. And so before we go diving into Lent, that season of introspection and confession of sins and giving things up, before the heaviness of Lent comes upon us, this series is a little bit lighter, but still has things to teach us. And so if you want to follow along, the movies that they're going to be going through are The Incredibles, Encanto, Toy Story, the first one, and also Finding Nemo. And today for us, the movie is the newer movie, Elemental. Now, some of our folks were here last Sunday, and so if you're even watching online, then you heard that the homework was before church today to watch the movie Elemental. And if that was you, well done. You get extra stars inside your crown. But if that was not you, there is no worries. We are an extra grace, less judgment kind of church. And so the movie, let me tell you about it. The movie stars two people and their families. Wade is from the water family. Ember is from Fireland, the fire family. And as you may expect, fire and water don't mix. The fire people are supposed to stick with the fire people. The water people are supposed to stay with the water people. And even though they are so segregated that they are beyond segregated, they are in fact suspicious of each other. In fact, in the movie, Ember's family owns this fire shop, and one day it so happens that two water kids come walking into the fire shop, and Ember's dad yells, "We don't want your kind in here," and sends them out packing. It's like a West Side Story, like Jets and Sharks, or like the people on this side of the tracks, people on those side of the tracks, like an us versus them kind of situation. And so along with this, kind of everyone is sticking to their own kind up until the point when Wade and Amber start to hang out. And they hang out some more and they become good friends and they start to fall in love. And it's not quite like all the way to falling madly in like love, like not quite like that, but it's certainly on the way there. And even though he's from water and she's from fire, they start seeing that the other person isn't that bad. That they, in fact, have things in common, and they get along very well. Now, the interesting thing about this is that while this is just a Disney movie, it's just an animated Disney movie that isn't real, and it's the product of some amazingly talented Pixar artists, I mean, this story rings true because we know what this movie is talking about. I mean, our whole existence is lived in a world that is us versus them. We know what it's like to get along with people and have people be our best friends and have so much in life in common with them. But we also know what it's like to not like other people and have nothing in common with someone else. And to be honest, that we would rather not be around a certain group of folks. I mean, maybe in life it starts out harmless, like maybe it starts out like that we're hanging out with someone who's from a rival school, like high school or college or something like that. See, I mostly grew up in Columbia, Missouri, which is the home of the University of Missouri. And so back in the day, the University of Missouri's big rival was the University of Kansas. And it was so much of a rival that almost no one from Columbia went to school at Kansas University. Almost like crossing the state line from Missouri to Kansas was like taking your life in your own hands back in the day. There were even t-shirts floating around that said, "Friends, don't let friends go to KU. And if you did, then we'll be praying for you because you may not make it back." And so maybe it was like that for you, someone from a different school or like a different friend group or something, like a different part of town. And so you would like get to know them, but you'd be like, "I don't know, you know, that's where they grew up, or that's where they went to school. I mean, we know what it's like there, wherever there is." I mean, maybe it starts out harmless, but then it turns more harmful. I mean, we know about those people and, like, what they do for work and what they drive and, like, where they get their news and so on and so forth. I mean, we're really good these days about segregating people into little boxes that fit our needs and desires and our values and our friend groups. And people who look like us and everybody else who doesn't. And people we can tolerate to be around and people that we can't. But the thing about this is that as people of faith, the people who follow Jesus Christ, Jesus did not say you should tolerate your neighbors. He says, love your neighbor. And that's a whole different thing. That's a whole extra leap to take. And so the struggle is, how do we get from tolerating to loving? How do we see past our differences to see what's really important in life? You see, we hear two scriptures today in worship, and both of them are wonderful, and both of them are challenging. In that one long one from Psalm 139, there are some classic verses. "Oh Lord, you've searched me and you know me. You know when I sit up and whenever I sit down, whenever I rise up. You know my thoughts from far away. You know out my path whenever I lie down. You are acquainted with all of my ways," the writer of the psalm says. "Even before a word shows up on my tongue, you know it completely," the Bible says. "You hem me in, your hand is upon me and before me, and it is always there. For where can I flee from your spirit? Where can I go from your presence? If I go to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the depths," the psalm says, "you're there. You are forming my inward parts. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made," it says. Psalm 139 is great because it reminds us that we are made in the image and the love of God, and God is acquainted with all of our ways, and God can discern our thoughts from far away. Even before a word is there, God knows it, and there's no place where we can go where God is not there. It is wonderful. It is a wonderful stuff. It is the good news of our faith that God is always with us to fill us and bless us and love us. But the thing about Psalm 139 is that while it is personal, it is not private. I mean, the writer is speaking about himself in own life and faith, but not only himself. He's speaking for all humanity. And what he's trying to say is that we all have been knit together, fearfully and wonderfully made. We have all been made in the image and love of God as humankind. The people we love and those we don't, those we agree with, and those that we may fall short with. The psalm says that God loves and cares for us all. And that's the good news. But the rub for us, the rub is that we can hear this and we can know this, but we struggle with putting it into practice. It's like the "you're water and I'm fire," and like we may not always get along and never the twain shall meet, and some people just kind of get on our last nerve in life. Some people may be like grace builders or like sandpaper kind of people, like they grate against you every single day. But Jesus says it's more than just tolerating people. It's loving our neighbor as ourself. We hear that God loves all of us, but we have a hard time living it out. And so for me, getting past tolerating and moving to loving, for me it's realizing that God has forgiven us all. Those times when we've fallen short, when we've been bitter, we've been full of pride, we have messed up our life as individuals, God has forgiven us every single time a clean slate comes our way. And once we realize that this grace not only comes for us, but Jesus Christ died for all of humanity, that everyone is forgiven and loved and freed, once we realize that, then it changes our perspective and point of view. I mean, it's like maybe you realized, like maybe you noticed that it snowed recently. Like, have you noticed that it's been snowing recently? Like, not just a couple inches, but like multiple feet now on the ground. I thought I heard that this past week in the Quad Cities was like the record-breaking most snow in one week, the most snow ever. I mean, aren't you so glad that you were here to see this and to be around in all the snow here and now? I mean, for us, this is what God is like. Outside the windows, the grass is gone. The ditches have been filled up by 2.5 feet of snow. Gone are the twigs in your yard that you did not pick up in late November. Gone are the leaves that you failed to rake in sometime in the middle of October. Gone even is like the dirty snow that fell back on Tuesday. It's now been covered up by the snow we got on Friday. And so here and now, all we see are vast, vast farmlands, vast fields of just covered up snow. And that's how God's grace is. That's how it is for us. With the fire and the water people, the people takes extra grace to deal with. Our sins, our mistakes, our bitterness, our faults have been covered by the grace of God. That's for everyone. And so as people of faith, we get to live that grace out. We get to offer up God's hope, offer up Christ's love, because the whole world has been covered up by God's grace. Let's pray. Oh, loving and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise for your grace that is so amazing, that in those times when we are lost in life, you welcome us home. In those times that we have fallen short and we have spoken too quickly or not thought enough, we are forgiven. In those times when our heart has gone astray and followed other gods, you welcome us home. Like the prodigal son, oh God, you stand at the front porch and you welcome us there and you say, it is so good to see us. Oh God, as your grace is enough for all of us, we pray that you will fill us and bless us. Remind us, oh God, that as people of faith made in your image, that we are all members of the same body together. Hand and heart, head and feet and nose, we are all together, each with our own uniqueness made in your image. Fill us and bless us, O God, to share that grace with all those we share life with. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.